The Gemara Daf Dalam and Aleph is discussing the Ptur of Avanim from Re'iyah, and the Gemara says they're Pata because of Exerasakasav al Pnei Adon Hashem, Yishayin La Ella Adon Achad, Yotzez Eshesh Adon Acher. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, why do I need a Pasik? We have a cloud that Eved is only Chayav Mitzvahs like an Isha, the Gemara Lola Me'isha, we have Exerasav al Ola Me'isha, the Eved is only Chayav like an Isha, so if an Isha is Pata from Re'iyah, and Eved should be Pata as well. And the Gemara answers, and the Chanami, we need it for the case of Chatziyav and Chatziyav ben Chayim. But it's before from the Gemara that the Misvari would say that an Eved is Pata Maria, just like an Isha is Pata because of the Gzer Shav of Lala Me'isha. Now, based upon this, Achanim have a very stark akasha on a Tysis in Baba Kama and Daf Peches. The Gemara Baba Kama and Daf Peches is discussing whether an Eved is kosher, La'edis, could an Eved be an aid? And the Gemara has a Havina that an Eved could be an aid. So, in fact, Tysis right away says, what's the Havina that an Eved could be kosher La'edis? We know that an Isha is Pasal La'edis, and we learn out all the Chivim of an Eved from an Isha. So, if an Isha is Pasal La'edis, an Eved should be Pasal La'edis. So, what's the Havamina that an Eved could be kasher le'edus? And Taisa says a chiddush like this. He says, "Veishlamer dechiga mina lola meisha." This we learn out lola meisha that Eved is only chayav like an isha. Hainu lahachmer ala Eved. Lasos is kiyisal l'chol apakas b'mitzvah shirisha chayavus. That's be machmer him to add chiyuvim on the Eved that he should be chayav like an isha. Avol agarei meish, but to make him worse than an isha, l'paisa le'edus kiyisha lo nilmer. That we're not going to learn. The minadin kasher le'edus minadin he would be kasher dechsev amdu shnei anashim. It says amdu shnei anashim v'hai ishu, and he is an ish. And therefore, we're not going to learn from this Gzer Shava to be Megareh and to Pasol Me'edah. So Taisa is saying about the Gechidosh, he's saying that this whole Gzer Shava, Lala Me'isha, is only coming to be Mechayev and be Meisif Dinam on the Eved, to be Machmer and add mitzvahs to him, to describe like an Isha. But it's not coming to take away mitzvahs that he would have to make him worse than what he was because an Isha is Pater. It's only coming to add, to be Machmer, not to be Mekel. So being that Misvari would say that an Eved is Kosher Leidus, it says, Vamdu Shnei Anashim, doesn't say you have to be a Yid, even an Eved is Kosher. Therefore, we're not going to say that this Gzer Shav of Lala Me'isha is going to take away from that Chiyuv, and therefore the Gemara can have a Havmina that an Eved is Kasher La'edus, because Lala Me'isha is only coming to add Dinim, it's never coming to take away, never coming to pater an Eved from anything. That's what Taisus says. So, fact Achanim, it's a Pella. This Taisus seems to be connected to Beferish Gemara. The Gemara in Chagiga, Daft Adam and Af, that we just read. The Gemara says, Lehadia. The Gemara says, I don't need a Pasuk to pater an Eved min Ariyah because I have a Gzer Shav of Lala Me'isha, and if Isha is pater min Ariyah, an Eved should be pater min Ariyah. So, it's clear from the Gemara that Lala Me'isha paters an Eved for mitzvahs. It's a Megareh, it's coming to be Mekel. It's saying that an Eved is pater min Ariyah just like an Isha is Ptura. So, how can Taisus say that the Gzer Shav of Lala Me'isha only is Moisev demons, only Machmer? We see clearly in our Gemara that Lala Me'isha has the Kayach, the pattern for mitzvahs to be Mekel. L'chara, it's mamish a stira gluya to this Taisus in Baba Kama. That's the Kasha of the Dacharim Mass. Now, the Nadi Behuda has a chuba on this in Chesha Mishbot, Simon in Madura Tinyana, Simon Yid Aleph. He brings down this Kasha from the Acharim. He actually brings down the Shlosha Gedailim Chibureim as this Kasha. There are three separate Gedailim who ask this question. And he says, Paldek Elashin, he says, Hine ani tamei al shlosha gedolim sheshagu v'tov. He says, it's a pel to me on these three gedolim, how they can make such a mistake. He says, they're mamish taya in pshat in the Gemara over here, and the kasha is not a kasha. And the Nebira goes out to say a beautiful svara to answer this kasha, where there's no stira at all from this Gemara in Chagiga to the Taisus in Baba Kama. And he says like this, he says, really, min hadin, misvara, it's pashut that an Eved should not be chayv in any mitzvahs. Because an Eved is like a guy, he's not a yid, and misvara, he wouldn't be chayv in any mitzvahs. The only reason he's chayv in mitzvahs is because you have a gezer shava of lala me'isha that's being maisev dinam that is chayv mitzvahs like an isha. And therefore, misvara, he would be pater from everything. But Zakh the Nabi Huda, that's only Legabi Mitzis. But Legabi Edis, Taisa tells us that Edis is not something that you have to be a Yid for. Even a Batsim, a guy should be Kasher Edis. It just says Vamdu Shnei Anashim, and if not for me, the guy would also be Kasher. So Misvari would say that an Eved is Chayiv, even though he's a guy. And therefore, there's a Havamina that an Eved would be Chayiv B'mitzis, and we don't learn out from Lala Misha to Pater an Eved to be Megareah, to be Mekel, only to be Machmer. He says, aye, what's the Pshan Liman Chagiga? That the Gemara's Masha, Lala Misha is going to be Megareh and Pater Min Ariyah. He says, that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that Lala Misha is going to Pater Min HaMitzvahs. Lala Misha is only Mechayv HaMitzvahs. But what is the starting point? The starting point is that Eved is like a guy, he's Pater from all mitzvahs. He's only Chayv in the mitzvahs that Lala Misha is Mechayv and says, you're like an Isha, just like an Isha is Chayv, you're going to be Chayv. But any mitzvah that an Isha is Ptura, so now you go back to square one. You go back to square one that he's a guy and he's Pater because he doesn't have any Mechayv. Of course, a guy is Pater Min HaMitzvahs. So when the Gemara says, and Eved should be Pater Min because of Lala Misha, the Gemara doesn't mean to say the Lala Misha is going to pattern from Maria. You don't need a pattern because what would be the Hamanid? He's Chayav. He's a guy. He's an Eved. Of course, he's not Chayav in Mitzvahs. The Gemara just means that if we would have found that Isha is Chayav in Maria, If she's chayavas and riyah, then Eved would also be chayav because of lala misha. But being that Isha is patura, so therefore an Eved is also patur, because an Eved is only chayav in mitzvah, so Isha is chayavas, and being that Isha is patur from riyah, he's also patur from riyah because he doesn't have his egin achiyav, he's a guy, and therefore he's patur. So what the Gemara never meant to say that lala misha patas from chiyuvim. The Gemara just means to say that an Eved by himself is patur because he's a guy, and being that Isha is patura, and he's only chayav like an Isha, an Eved will remain with that patur. But the Avad Batesis and Baba Kama says it's true. The Lala Misha only adds Chiyuvim, doesn't take away. And therefore, when it comes to Edis, where you don't have to be a Yid, even a guy Batsim would be Kasher, and Eved would be Kasher, and Lala Misha won't take away from that. Our Gemara is just saying that being that Isha is Ptura, therefore Lala Misha is not going to add a Chiyuv because Eved doesn't have that Chiyuv and he'll remain with his Ptura, and it's not Shrev from our Gemara. That's the Svar that Nagvita says, which is a Chayr, very glatt, the Svar, very, very Mistaber. Ad Kedekach, that it's very hard to hear what these three Gedalim are saying, as Nagvita says, the Rishagu Vito. So what's Pshat in these Gedalim? What's Pshat in their Kasha? L'chor, what the Nagvita is saying is very Pashat. And I think that Avada, we have to be mazur with Pshat in these Gedalim, and I think Chalila to say that they're Taya, I think what they're saying makes a lot of sense. I don't want to be mazur what they meant. So start off with the Chakir in the Zin of Lala Meisha. Pashat Shiloh, what does Lala Meisha do? We say an Avada is Chayav like an Isha. Is Lala Meisha coming to be Maisav Dinim, to add on Dinim, that Avada is Chayav like an Isha, or is it coming to be Megara? Is it coming to take away mitzvahs from him that is only Chayav like an Isha? So what's this Shiloh tell you? And so this Shiloh really goes into what is the whole mitzvahs of an Eved? How do we view an Eved in Halacha? So an Eved has an interesting status, because we know that when you're Meshacher an Eved, he becomes a Yid, he turns into a regular Yid. He starts off as a guy, after the Shukr, he'll turn into a Yid. Question is, what is his status while he is an Eved? Does he have a din of a Yid or a din of a guy? Now, mitzad echad, we do find that when you buy an Eved to be an Eved Knani, you have to do Mila and Tefillah. You do Mila and Tefillah, which already sounds like there's some type of Geris happening, it's some type of Tchilas Geris, the beginning of a Geris, perhaps he has a din of a Yid then, and then he becomes a full-fledged Yid when you have the Shechur. And by the Shechur, there has to be another Tefillah. So the question is, what is the status of an Eved when you buy him to be an Eved Knani? Is it the Pshat that really you're Megayer him and he's a Yid, or at least the Tchilas Geris he has, and then he becomes a full-fledged Yid when you're Meshacher him? Or is it Pshat that when Eved Knani is an Eved, he's a total guy, he's a guy gummer? You do a Mila and Tefillah then, that when he becomes Meshacher, then it will turn into a Geris, and it will be turned into a Yid. But Lamaisa, when he's an Eved, he's Mamash has a din of a guy, there's no din Geris, no din Bichlal, then he has a din of a Yid. So if you hold that the pshat is that while he's an Eved, he already has a din of a Yid to a certain degree, then it would mistaber that misvara, he would be chayav v'cholam, it's just like a Yid. And Lala Misha is coming to be memayed him and limit him and say that no, you're only chayav like a Nisha. But if the pshat is when you buy an Eved, he misvara is a guy, he's not yet a Yid, he doesn't have any geris, so then Lala Misha is coming to be marbim, it's coming to be chayav like a Nisha, and saying that even though you would have thought he's a guy and he's part of mikolam mitzvahs, but lamaisa is going to be chayav v'cholap achas like a Nisha, so Lala Misha is coming to be chayav. So I think the Nabi Huda clearly understood that an Eved, when he's an Eved, he's mamash a guy, he's put from all the mitzvahs, there's no havani that he's chayav, and Lala Misha is coming to be maisav dinim. But I think these other gedalim, they understood fakir. They understood when you buy an Eved, you do mila and tefillah, he's a Yid, he has a geris, full geris, mixed geris, or some amount of geris that happened. And misvar, he should be chayav b'chol tera kula. Lala Misha is coming as a miyad, it's coming to be memaya to say that no, you're only chayav like an Isha. That's what Lala Misha is coming to do. So Mimele, if their hanacha was, and the Eved is like a Yid, then Behechich Lala Misha is not coming to only be Maisa, but it's coming to be memaya to say you're only chayav like an Isha. So if they see this Gemara Chagiga, if the Gemara Chagiga is saying that an Eved is patur min ariyah because of Lala Misha, then you can't say pshat in the Gemara is like the Nodibhuda is saying that because there's no chiyah by Anisha, Mimele Eved is pater because he remains with the Svar Pshuta that he's pater as a guy, because that's not true. Really, an Eved is a Yid, and Misvar should be chayef. If Misvar should be chayef, and yet the Gemara says he's pater from Yiyah because of Lala Misha, but Hechach, the Lala Misha is a Memayit. It's being Memayit Dinim, it's being Mayit Dinim, and it's saying that you're pater from these Dinim, even though Ba'atzim Misvar you would have been chayef. So Mimele, they say, from here it's a Pellet, it's Tamu and Tyson's Baba Kama that says that an Eved is Kasha Ladis because Lala Misha is only adding Dinim and not taking away. It's not true. We see the Befershin Maria that Lala Misha can take away because he's a Yid and it's Patrim Minariya. So Nabi Yehuda understood the other way around. He understood there really is a guy and Lala Misha is not taken away from his Chiyah, but just remaining with his status quo of square one and being a guy and therefore he's Pater. But these Gedalim understood that the Eved is really a Yid, and if he's a Yid and yet the Gemara says Lala Misha is Patrim Minariya, the Lala Misha is a Piter, it Paters you from your Chiyuv, and therefore it's Taka Kasha and Taisis. How could Taisis say the Lala Misha doesn't Pater? It only adds on if the Gemara Chagiga and Daftal is saying, Lahadi, not like that, that I think could be a beer in these three gedolim. And if you this, I think you can answer another kasha as well. Taisus early on Daf Beis Amud Beis said a chiddush that an eved is chayav in peruvu. It's chayav in mitzvah peruvu. Achanim asked, how could eved be chayav in peruvu? If an isha is patur from peruvu, we have a gzeir shava lola misha, and eved is only chayav like an isha. So how could an isha be chayav? How could an isha be patur and an eved be chayav? So the Mishnah Melech answers with a famous yisoid. He wants to say that this gzereshav of la lama isha is only said on Peturim, when the isha is pater mitam, it's a seisha as man grama. If the isha is pater mitam as man grama, then we could apply that patur to an avid, also gzereshav of la lama isha. But if the isha is pater for some other personal reason, some other gzereshakasav, that would not necessarily apply to an avid. And being that the patur peruvu does not come from zman grama, it comes from vikiv shua, the nashim or labnais kibish ninu, that would therefore not apply to an avid, and therefore you could say that avid is chayiv in peruvu. Adkan the Mishnah Melech. Fekta achrenim tur. You haven't asked this kasha that the finding, going to tell me the patur of lala misha doesn't apply to an avid, only applies to zman grama, not other paturim. So you don't have that patur of lala misha. But where did the chiyuv come from? The avid is a guy. He doesn't have any chiyuvim. If you don't have lala misha to be mechayim like an isha, then how could he be chayiv? He could only be chayiv. What isha's chayiv is in. If she's not chayiv in peruvu, how could you reinvent a chiyuv by an avid that isha doesn't have? His whole kach of chiyuvim comes from an isha. It's a pella on the Mishnah Melech. Where does that chiyuv come from? And I think that the pshat of the Mishnah Melech is that he understands like these three gedolim that I was just masber, that the pshat is that an Evid Misvar would be chayav. An Evid Misvar is a Yid, and Milut Tfilah, we treat him like Yid, and he should be chayav b'cholot arkula. Lala Misha is coming to be memayed him and say that, no, you're only chayav like an Isha, and you're pater from Lala Mitzvah, that Isha is patura from. But Zakta Mishnah Melech, when it comes to Peruvu, that Lala Misha would not apply. Just because an Isha is patura doesn't mean he's pater because it's not a patura as a man grama, it's a different patura. So you remove the Lala Misha, so what do you remain with? Now you remain with the Egin Echiev, that he's a Yid, he had a Milun Tvila, and Avadi should be Chayav in Peruvu because of his Egin Echiev, and therefore Avadi could have a Chiev, even though an Isha is patura. So very excited to see Kashayla, how to understand over here how the Ptur, how the Gzeshav Lala Misha works. Is it a Maisif or is it a Megareh, which really is telling how you view an Eved? Is he a guy and Lala Misha therefore is being Maisif, or is he a Yid and therefore Lala Misha is coming to be Megareh?